ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग।
मुरली में कितना जादू है।
There's so much magic in the murli, don't you think? That there's magic? So much magic filled in the murli.
तो हम बताए था हमको और कोई बातों में life में interest नहीं रहा है।
And I've said this before that I've never had any other interest in life. But I used to wonder at how a magician performs magical acts, how they do different things, the way in which they do it. It's a wonder. And you just are left trying to understand how they did it. So Baba is also a well-known magician. He's famous for his magic. On the path of bhakti, they believe Krishna is a magician, but our experience tells us that it is Baba who is a magician. In fact, we used to say jokingly how Baba is a magician and makes the old into the young. And how he makes the young into the retired. So you would say to the young, be quiet, be still, don't think too much, don't be so active. And to the old he would say, become young. And this was Baba's magic. He would make the old into the young. This was his wonder. If you start thinking of the praise of Baba's magic, how he makes the wealthy poor and the poor wealthy. In fact, the wealthy ones, you would say, are poor because all they're doing is giving money, writing checks, and thinking one thing in the morning and that thought changes in the day. And how he changes the poor into the wealthy. In the early morning, the poor ones, they rise and say, Baba, what can I do for you? And their elevated actions enable them to earn an income. And some sisters especially say that my spouse is not happy doing the things that I'm doing in this knowledge, and so what can I do? They would hide away the money that the family has given to them and use it for Baba's service. And they cannot be called the poor ones. They are truly the wealthy. For Baba, they are the children who are the kings of kings. They are the ones who are the masters of the three worlds. Baba says, I myself am not the master of the three worlds, but my children are the masters of the three worlds. Whether they choose to be here or in the subtle region or the soul world, it can happen in a second. So Baba's children are very light. It's the magician that's made them so light. Yesterday somebody gave their experience in writing to Daddy that how much pleasure there is in being the child who is the master. As they listen, they inculcate and understand. So this person had recently just been here, and so they were writing to Daddy that now I understand what is meant by the child and the master. So when you think of yourself as a child, you are that completely innocent child, and there's a very sweet fragrance from such a soul through their innocence. And Baba describes such children as his flowers. The children are as fragrant as flowers. A child is one there is in whom there is no trace of vice. The child knows nothing of what vice is. And they're loved. Everybody loves children. Who wouldn't like flowers? Is there anybody of any religion, any culture, any class who doesn't have love for flowers, roses? Whether you go to Australia, America, the Middle East, Pakistan, anywhere you may go, is there any corner in the world where people don't have love for flowers? Is there any such place? Is there anybody like that in the world news who don't love flowers? Who don't like mangoes, for instance? In fruits, it is said the king fruit is a mango, and flowers, it's the rose. So Baba gives us instant fruit for all that we do. As we become pure, then the more we are described as his flowers, flower children, the more fragrant we become, the more happy we are. So pure is like a flower, and that sweetness is like that of a fruit. So it's not a big thing for Baba to change the thorns into flowers. Previously, it was the children were like thorns, and they used to prick others too. But how Baba changed them. And so, previously we didn't understand that we were the rose flower children that lived in a rose garden. We forgot this. We were like thorns. And the thorns have now been left behind, and we are those flowers, those roses. But there still may be that habit of being like a thorn and pricking others. And so that revealed fruit is that of happiness. Yet the sound sometimes emerges like the sound of sorrow, that, I'm not well, I have the sickness. So Dadi says, what is that? There's no happiness like the happiness that comes through nourishment. There's no nourishment that comes through the nourishment of happiness. And each word that Baba has spoken is a jewel. And Baba says he doesn't do anything else except transform us. And you don't even have to pick up a rosary to rotate. You don't have to do any work physically. You can just sit quietly and remember Baba. And there's one word that's remembered of Baba's, and instantly there's a feeling of happiness. So which version is that, children? Remember me. And you just respond, yes, Baba. Forget everything else, and we say, yes, Baba. Children, it is the sin of 63 births that's on your head. Remember me, and that will be cut away. So in this way, Baba reminds us of him. He says, you are Brahmin children. Your food and drink should be pure. And so we say, yes, Baba. Chi Baba. Yes, Baba. He says, children, speak only sweet words. Don't speak anything that sounds bitter. And so we say, yes, Baba. And what did we hear today? To be detached and loving. If one doesn't know how to be detached, how can we be loving? Where is Jill? Daddy's looking for Jill. She had a workshop in Turkey. In the morning there was class. And then she'd asked Daddy to speak on something in particular, and there was a two-hour workshop. The mothers had a different workshop, the Kumaris had a different workshop, brothers had a different workshop. The mothers did a workshop on attachment, and they shared very good points with Daddy, that Daddy enjoyed it very much. What types of attachment there are. And one sister in particular who shared this, Daddy liked her a lot. When she shared the essence of the whole workshop and shared the benefits of being detached and all the different points of attachment. And there were very subtle points that there can be attachment to this, to that, different sorts of subtle forms of attachment. And when there is attachment, there cannot be happiness. One can't experience happiness. And I've seen this, that the iron chains may have broken, but you still like to hold on and wear the golden chains. What if somebody snatched that golden chain from around your neck? I remember in the early days when Dad used to stay in Baba Bhavan, and one morning sister was coming for Amritvela there, somebody snatched this golden necklace from around her neck. Since then she never wore gold. And people say, oh, but it's nice to wear a little bit of gold, a little bit of jewelry. And so these are things of attachment, and attachment is so subtle, so very subtle, that it doesn't allow you to be happy. And the Kumaris, young ones, little ones, shared very nice points, and that he saw how clever they were, and that was revealed through the workshop. They also shared the essence of their workshop. So when we sit together and share deep matters like this, then they're remembered later on. See how much love Baba has for the Kanyas, the Kumaris. And it's then understood as a Kumari what it is I have to do to glorify Baba's name. And this is all they have to do. Reveal Baba to the world, study well, be virtuous, and to show Baba the things that Baba likes, to do that, just as Mamma was a Kumari, Dadi Kumarka is a Kumari, and I never used to like anybody saying to me that you are a half Kumari. Dadi's part was different before, but she was so adamant that she's a Kumari. And Mama had me stay with the mothers, and I shed a few tears about this, and I said to Mama, but I'd like to stay with the Kumaris. And Mama said, you are Janak, aren't you? So why do you question why you've been put with the mothers? Just be happy where you are. And so the mothers, amongst them, there were some who were so strong, would speak rather loudly. And Daddy would be afraid if anybody spoke loudly. She was so delicate in the beginning. And she'd never heard anyone speak like that. And so such tests came, and Daddy passed. So that particular mother never ever spoke to Dadi with anger. In fact, she had a lot of love for Dadi. And Dadi thought she's a powerful mother. And she was looking after 40 young children. And Dadi became her helper by sharing the Murali with her. That mother was illiterate. And Dadi used to just share points of the Murali with her, and so that mother had a lot of love for Dadi. So Dadi didn't have to do very much, but just share knowledge. And if anybody comes in front of you who's like that, a bit strong in nature, a bit loud, don't be afraid. Just share this experience and be like that, share knowledge. So Mama said to Dadi, you are Janak, aren't you? So don't ask this question of why you have been asked to stay with the mothers. So from that day to this day, I have never thought why Baba's asked me to do this, why Mama's told me to do this. So out of the 80 Kumaris that there were in the Yajna, I would not have had the chance that I did when I stayed with the mothers. And so there was benefit in that too. so to look after the children so well that Dadi saw that they never were mischievous, and Dadi instructed them with love, and she would have them do what she wanted. So to this day, in fact, there are no tests. Yes, sometimes if somebody is very strong in the way they speak, the person who's being addressed becomes a little bit weak. And so similarly in service, if you start becoming weak for some reason or other, then Daddy would say, it's nothing, it's nothing. It's a sweet drama. We're learning from the drama. Just move along, keep moving. Don't remind others of anything that's wrong or somebody's nature that's not pleasant, because if you remind them or remind others that this one's nature is like this or something of past experience, then it's some karmic account that's being created there. And so, if my nature becomes so sensitive, then it means my sins of the past are not being incinerated. You may believe that you're not doing any wrong karma, but to have a nature that's delicate and sensitive means that you're not doing elevated action. And you ask them, are you okay? And they say, yes, I am okay, yes. I'm better than I was before. But what kind of answer is that? What kind of answer is that? In everything there should be easiness. Everything should become easy for you. Because it is the study that's a very sweet study that we practice through the day. We have to make sure we practice it through the day. And as we practice, we pass. And we look at the day from the morning till night. We should feel that it's been a very good day. Not that we superficially say it's been a good day, but really it should have been a very good day. And then I wouldn't have any complaint about anyone, nor would anyone have a complaint about me. And that one determined thought that I want to become complete. And I love the decoration of Lakshmi and Narayan. The one who made them, that is our Baba, my Baba. And the beauty of that one cannot be seen with these physical eyes. His beauty is so wonderful, and you need that type of vision to be able to see His beauty. And I've seen on the path of bhakti how it's easy to go into the temple of Sri Krishna, but in Lakshmi Narayan's temple, it's only opportunity to have darshan, to have a vision. Girish Bhai, Daddy thinks, must have been born in India and would be aware of the temples of Lakshmi and Narayan. Murli Dada would know also how in the evening you could go for just darshan at the Lakshmi Narayan temple, and all you would receive is a little bit of water in the palm of your hand and a leaf. And in the Krishna temple you would receive bhog of many different types, but in the Lakshmi Narayan temple, just a vision. And even an artist cannot make an image, a picture of the images of Lakshmi and Narayan. Their beauty cannot be put on canvas. And so no one is as beautiful. So beautiful, the most beautiful of all is Brahma Baba. Brahma Baba is so wonderful. Look at him and then look at yourself. You understood that? See father, follow father. Son shows father. The father reveals the child, yet the son shows father. In 1982, Dadi was so unwell, she was not able to even brush her teeth, but she would look in the mirror, have a smile on her face, and gently, gently brush her teeth. And then she would go and sit in Baba's room after that. And she would never have the thought or that weepy feeling that I'm not able to brush my teeth. And she wasn't even able to come downstairs in Baba Bhavan. And Chinti Ben would say, just stay upstairs. No need for you to come down. And there would be so many different programs happening downstairs. But Dadi would go and sit in Baba's room. And after Murli class, Dadi would conduct class upstairs. And Didi, when she had come to London, came to listen to Dadi give class there. So, doesn't matter what the state of the body may be, let the face be one of happiness. Remember who it is who's teaching you. To have a face of sickness, to have the sound of illness, are signs of being in that middling stage of Raju Pradhan. And this is the force of habit. And Baba says, let go of these habits. Create the habits of being Sato Pradhan. And in the song, the Murli song, that the moths surrender themselves to the flame. So this is what the song is saying, that we have to die to Baba and to sacrifice yourself to the flame. So now only 2 days are left, and such a beautiful gathering is gathering here. This is a wonderful gathering, the gathering for dying alive and for becoming beautiful. So don't ever let any situation come to your face. Have that attention. Let there be cleanliness internally and externally. Be so honest. So Dadi would like to give Toli. So today Dadi has read Murli and to the English class, and she's going to be leaving for Oxford, I think, and she will return and then meet us after Monday, I think she said. After Monday, yeah. Om Shanti.